Thanks for joining us on this May 4th. We're talking Star Wars, start to finish. In case you missed last hour, Julia gave her review of Star Wars Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith. That was good. You might want to podcast that in case you need to get your Star Wars fix today.
I walked in.
Julia walked into a glass door, but I was not filming it.
It wasn't even a door. It was just a wall that I thought was a door.
It's a glass wall. You walked into a glass wall that you thought was a door, but you walked through it because, of course, you were busy yelling over your shoulder.
They're so mean to me around here.
Me and
telling you to hurry up. We've got...
Right, but this is what makes you a stressful person, because we can't even just walk into the aisle, you know, and then you turn around and then you walk straight into the door. And Jess and I just looked at each other and we just were like, yeah, that serves her right for looking over her shoulder and saying to us, come on, you guys. You know, like, we're right behind
you. Well, you walk so slow. It's like I have to gather you children up.
No,
we've got to do an Instagram thing.
This is what makes you a stressful person.
I don't like you guys. Okay, so.
But you walked into the wall. It was hysterical,
Rocco.
It seemed like something that they would have done in and out.
It was hysterical.
Yeah, Star Wars.
Right into it.
Right into it.
I missed it.
Oh, no, it was funny.
I know.
Lori wouldn't be filming it because she never films anything. I'm the filmer.
Okay, now, Julia, how many years are you going to complain about that?
Well, you said, I wish I would have had a camera. I'm like, you don't ever have a camera.
Well, I do sometimes, but not when we're going to, like, go and be in a conference room. I don't see a reason to bring my phone. But you should just accept that, you know, like, be glad I didn't. But I wish you
would have.
But I would
but
never
you would have
think,
had it on. I know you don't think that way.
I don't think of filming you. I really don't.
I don't want you to think of it because it's not pretty.
Well, that would have been funny.
That would have been a funny moment.
That might have been our chance to go viral, Rocco.
We missed it. We missed it. But I did go boink.
Boink.
It was very clear glass.
She just walked into that wall.
I laughed. Well, whatever.
And you were laughing.
I totally laughed. I thought it was funny.
Okay, well... let's listen to the passion of Kelly Clarkson. Okay, this was yesterday. She's got a new stylist. They finally are moving away, taking her out of puffy sleeves.
Okay, she does. They're taking her out of that goofy clothes because she's been dressed goofy for a year and a half with big belts and too much jewelry and
puffy sleeves and just. She
round adds pounds is what Christopher Hopkins used to tell us.
Don't add any extra
volume to your body where you don't need it.
That's right. And she had on which I always think this is a great silhouette, like a shirt dress.
Oh, lovely.
Okay, with a 3/4 sleeve. Mm-hmm. And it was in black. And then it had some white piping and just some amazing, very sleek and modern looking, just some piping in a few places.
Nice.
It was so cute on her.
I love it.
I'm just like, I hope they have fired the puffy sleeved stylist who was putting her in a lot of baby doll dresses with big, with ampere tops and then a huge belt, you know, to cut her off between her boobs and her butt.
Yeah, that's what she does.
I mean, it's just like paging Sarah Rogers, mm-hmm. Kelly Clarkson. But anyway, the last few, I don't know, I guess the last week is when I've been, you know.
Excited.
Not complain. Casey pointed it out because he watches, like, you know. He goes, wow, you're not commenting on her fashion today.
Well, because it's so bad. It's been so bad for so long. I just didn't even bother to go there because I like her too much.
Yeah. Well, here she's seeing a cover of a Linda Ronstadt song. I mean, she had somebody, like, she's singing it, like, her eyes are even, like, you know how she's singing chords.
She's good.
Mm-hmm.
Hello,
Rocco,
you
like this cover?
I have liked pretty much every single one you guys have ever played,
Oh, I kind of want her to do some...
I told you, I want a cover.
I do, I want
a cover station, you know, like...
But I want her to, do duets with people on their original songs.
Yeah.
Like, maybe she can have, obviously...
I wanted her to Rock Me Gently.
What about, like, a Las Vegas residency where she just... plays covers like in a bar band.
We would be there in a heartbeat. Okay, that Bruno Mars sells out in minutes, so would Kelly Clarkson.
He'd sell out in minutes. And the thing is she hasn't come to Minnesota often at all. Because remember, we were trying to get her at the State Fair. Once, we got rained out.
Once.
And we saw her at Excel, and she was barefoot. And I think she was here for two nights.
And she was here early, like maybe even through...
Like 2005,
KS6. KS95 or KDWB, like after she won American Idol. Right. But we didn't see her
for
right
the Christmas
away.
Shows or whatever those are called. But we didn't. But she just is.
She's been here very rarely. But yeah, I would like. I would.
She's
think,
the most successful. Her and Carrie Underwood.
Yeah, but she. I would think she would like that gig.
Oh yeah, with her kids and everything.
Yes.
But she's got the Kelly Clarkson show. I think she loves doing this.
I know.
She's very busy, Lori. There's only so much a gal can do in a day.
Geez, you know who got a really whopping good guest was. Drew Barrymore because Oprah has the deal with CBS.
Oh, that's why she got it.
She does everything CBS, even though Drew is, you know, she only has about 450,000 people. To give you an idea, Kelly and Ryan are like 1.7.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Ellen has like, she still has 900,000, but she used to have 3.
She's going to be million. On someone tonight. She's on James.
Yeah. Well, see, I want someone to ask her if she's on James Corden. He won't. Just say what?
I want to.
How could you not have known any of your people were that toxic? And even if she said something like, I was a real hands-off star and boss, and I think it's hard to lie when the stories are true.
Julie. Well, that is.
This is always the Hollywood speak dilemma, right? How do you go on a talk show and lie through your teeth? No, you get the.
She's
everybody,
an actress. Remember, she had the Ellen show.
She's a comedian first. You get your agent to agree that this is not going to come up, so then you don't have to lie through your teeth. Because she's at that point, she can make that demand. But someone could go off script. I mean, look at how Stephen Colbert was trying to trip up Ringo Starr.
I didn't know that he was trying to trip him up. He was just asking him questions.
Well, I mean, just like he thought he could, you know, people get, they think, oh, Ringo's been around for a long time. They forget how cool he is. Don't let his
Lori
age.
They kind of think of him as the goofy one.
Right, yes, but Lori, you've seen him perform Rock or View.
Oh. Have I seen Ringo?
In the All-Star Band.
I think I did see him back at Summerfest at the Harriet Island, like in the late 80s.
Yes, Rocco.
He was fun. Gone.
Holly and her mom go to see him in Vegas or something because her mom's a big fan.
Oh, he's so good. He's just so good. I just freaking
love him. All right, so look at the time.
All right, we don't want to cut into any of
we
your
don't
randomness.
Because I've got a good one today. Okay. We'll be right back. You know, I saw this story the other day. Did you ever notice that? You know, sometimes I wonder what would happen if...
And now... Julia's random thoughts.
He looks like that puppet. I don't know. He's had cheeky implants. It's just random. That's all it is. Okay, shout out to all of our teachers out there. Happy National Teachers Day. You guys rock. Thank you for what
hardest
you're doing.
Job.
It's been a hard year. We appreciate it. But now we got to move on to this. You got it, Rocco?
HR Puff and Steph. Who's your friend when things get rough? HR Puff and Steph. Can't do a little because you can't do enough.
I was obsessed with this show.
I must have lived out of the country.
It only aired for 1 year.
Okay, got
and
it.
Why we're talking about this today is because...
It was a cart. Was it a Saturday morning cartoon?
It was a live-action, life-size puppet show. So there were two real people. There was a boy named Jimmy... And then there was Witchy Poo.
Okay.
And why we're talking about this today is Witchy Poo has passed away. Who even knew she was still alive?
Right.
She was 96 years old, and her name was Billie Hayes.
And she sounded like this.
There.
Shh! Be quiet! Stop eating your popcorn and be quiet!
I guess this is from the H.R. Puff and Stuff movie, which I didn't know existed. Which
I'm going to make you sit there and listen... While I tell you a story that's going to tear your hearts out.
It's so scary.
She was so scary.
Yeah.
So the story behind H.R. Puff and Stuff, it was created by the Croft brothers. And,
Sid and Marty Croft.
Yes, Sid and Marty Croft. And they did not get famous for H.R. Puff and Stuff. They got famous for the Donnie Marie Show.
Okay.
They were better at variety shows.
Yes.
But in the early 70s, what happened is they went to the World's Fair in 1968, and they created this character.
This mean lady?
No, Witchy Poo came later. Okay. So it was a weird little critter that had major success. It showed on the Coca-Cola Pavilion. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, at the World's Fair, it was called Kaleidoscope, their show. And it was so popular that their character named Luther became the face of the entire World's Fair in 1968. Luther later became H.R. Puffinstuff that we know and love. So when they were creating the show, it only ran in the early 70s. I think it was 1970. There were 17 episodes.
Wow.
NBC, the name of it is HR Puff and Stuff. Mm-hmm. Okay, so everyone thought it was about LSD and
now
smoking weed.
Now I know
like
what a young person feels like when somebody's talking about something that they have no idea. Because I have no idea. I have no frame of reference. Has totally lived overseas.
And I don't even know if Rocco knows.
Yeah. And especially I grew up watching Land of the Lost and like Electra Woman and Dinah Girl and the Bugaloos and stuff. Those are other Sid and Marty Krofft things.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, we weren't around in the early
but this,
to mid-70s.
I know the Sid and Marty Krofft other shows. Right. I just don't know this famous one.
Sigmund and the Sea Monsters.
Yeah. And
that was a great one.
Right. I remember that. The characters were Freddy the Flute, Jimmy, who was played by Jack Wilde, and that name maybe rings a bell, but Jack Wilde played Oliver.
Oh.
And so Jack Wilde was on this just high after Oliver, and Jack Wilde played this 11-year-old kid on HR Puffin Stuff because he hadn't developed yet. Okay. So he's 19 years old.
He hadn't developed.
Well, you know, he didn't, his vocal cords, he hadn't gone through, he went through puberty super late, and he could play this part. And everyone would ask him,
so happy
and it's
that.
Like this LSD fantasy world.
Okay.
And it was this island everyone on the island was trying to get away from Witchy Poo.
I guess.
They spent their time hiding from Witchy Poo on Living Island's evil witch. Witchy Poo often hit her minion. She'd bonk them in the nose all the time. But she was just so brassy.
Right. And like, could she even exist in modern times? Would they have a witch like that?
Exactly. And they loved doing HR Puffin Stuff. And people always said, are you on LSD? They'd get interviewed. Are you? And they're like, no. And they're like, are you smoking pot? And they're like, after the show. But this is too expensive a show. They were really into the puppets and the imaginary world and everything, the Krofft Brothers. And so NBC, who carried HR Puffin Stuff, thought Witchy Poo was too violent.
Well, they must have been getting complaints from parents or something.
And she was scary looking.
And that she was scary.
But she was fun. I don't know why.
Oh, my gosh.
So they
that's hysterical. Did she ever do anything after
that? Yes, she did some other things. She did some other things.
Like a character actress or something?
She was a character actress. But this show, I just want to go on a little bit more about the show. Each episode had a budget of $54,000. And this was in 1969 when they made it. It was while it seemed like a lot of money, it actually cost them a lot more. When the series ended at the end of the 17 episodes, they were $3 million over budget. The Krofft brothers and their friends would pay to keep it going. NBC did renew it for season two, but they said, we can't. We're $3 million in debt now.
Right.
We can't do this. And H.R. Puffin Stuff was named after Puff the Magic Dragon, which was a really big song at the time.
Right. And it was about smoking pot. I didn't hear about that until years
really,
later.
Right.
Was it something else?
And they just said...
What was Puff the Magic Dragon?
I mean, everybody says it was about puffing some magic dragon, some magic green stuff. Mm-hmm. But I think everybody's always denied that, right?
Right.
Yes, they have. But anyway, that was I just didn't even know Witchy Poo was still alive, and it just brought all these fun memories back.
I was trying to see if there's any episodes streaming online. It doesn't seem like it, but the full-length movie is on Tubi, T-U-B-I.
Right.
So there you go.
That's and it came out in 2016. That full-length movie.
Oh, really?
And they tried to redo
like
it.
Released it?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, because I think it was made. I'll have to redo some.
Yeah, redo some stuff. And at one point, they were trying to remake H.R. Puffin Stuff and have Justin Bieber be the boy.
Yeah, they would have to make it be so different because 1970s, I mean, the way she was even talking in that little clip that, funny, sarcastic humor, I don't know if it would fly.
And everyone's like, why would anyone turn the channel from Batman or Superman that were on the cartoons then to watch this crazy weirdos? But I loved the imaginary island with the freaks.
Oh,
it was super fun.
Yeah.
It was just, I loved this.
So yeah, the movie's from 70 and I think I called it Tubby. I think it's called Tubi. But yeah, if you want to watch the full length movie, get on your Tubi app and check it out.
Yeah, it's fun.
I might have to do that.
Yeah. Well, it's always fun to go to an imaginary island.
Oh, it was, and the currency was buttons, not money. Okay, I want to remind people, and Lori, I know you don't have this because you're always leery of this, but people who have Venmo or Zelle, Z-E-L-L-E, the cash, exchange app. Mm-hmm. Hackers are getting hot at hacking this. So what they're recommending you do is with your bank, because Venmo goes into your checking or your savings account, set up another account strictly for the apps that transfer money and just put a set amount in there. So you're not worried about being hacked. It's just something that's been happening lately. Yeah.
Oh, it doesn't surprise me.
No, I know, but the convenience of it is unbelievable.
For me, there's literally no one I would need to Venmo.
You wouldn't.
But yeah, I don't have one person in my life that deserves Venmo status.
Live on pay my haircut person in Venmo. She appreciates
it.
I
pay mine in cash. I pay tips. They seem to like that just
that's
fine.
That's true.
Yeah. I pay my kids. I give them money.
Right. Or I can see
I share like an Uber account with people if we're out and about with four
you know
different people.
What's funny? I'm friends with the piano player from Nyes.
Okay.
And I see all his tips and requests on my Venmo. Mm. They're like, hey, play Purple Rain, $5.
Yeah.
Hey, play Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, $7.
Yeah. I'm just going to keep handling the filthy money, just using cold hard cash.
Well, you do that.
Yeah, I'm gonna be like, you're the cash rolling machine. It old school like that.
I have so much more we didn't get to, but anywho.
Sorry. Well, Julia, there's always tomorrow.
There is. Look, just think, I've already got my work done.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Look at you ahead of the game. Uh-huh. Just like a good Virgo wants to be.
Honestly, I'm sick of you two. You're getting on my case all the time.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for hanging out with us. I hope you didn't have to go to urgent care yesterday after you died of secondhand embarrassment watching the TikTok Instagrammer influencer out Ben Affleck on that whole thing. I mean,
explain what it is.
Okay, so Ben Affleck sent a woman an Instagram video to ask her why she unmatched him on Raya. Okay. And of course, when we watched it yesterday, we didn't have sound. So then, I was just like, when I was home last night and waiting, like, whatever, to have something to eat. And I just thought, I got to see the words
that she said.
That he says.
Oh, that he said. So what happened is she on.
So what happened is that in. It's kind of like she just looked back and looking at the timeline, this probably happened late 2019, maybe fall of 2019.
Yeah. Okay, and so we're talking a year and a half ago.
Right. He's had confirmed he was on Raya, and I just think, God, he must have got so lucky that if people believed you were Ben Affleck, he just think about it. He was scoring right and left. He is the divorced dad of Hollywood.
Yes, he is.
Single and really ready to mingle with the type. So anyway, but this gal, she's a TikToker, and she posted a thing. She goes, thinking of the time I matched with Ben Affleck on Raya and thought it was fake, so I unmatched him. And then he sent me a video on Instagram. And then her TikTok cut to this creepy video of Ben looking like the dad who's new at FaceTime for the first time, saying, Naveen, why did you unmatch me? It's me, Ben Affleck. And now this is what happens when you let your lonely wiener do the thinking. Okay?
Rocco, take notes, okay?
I guess.
No, but this is...
Who knew that this is it?
This is an example.
I love how you like to just say that.
Well, no, but that's a fact, Julia.
That someone unliked him and unfollowed him, and he like sends back an instant message to him.
Yeah, wait. I'm gonna hold up this picture.
Okay, for everyone driving on 94.
Well, okay.
Okay, She's holding up a side-by-side. His face is smashed into the computer screen.
Because he's dad with FaceTime. You know, where do I look? What do I do? And he, all he says, and it is him, Naveen, why did you unmatch me? It's me. And I mean, it's, listen, here's the thing. I don't know if this violates Rhea. Because, but because they always say, oh, it's super exclusive and this and that and this and that. However, if you're going to be on Rhea and you know what's going on with them, she says she's a TikTok, Instagram influencer.
She's an actress, too, and okay. So she's a wannabe.
Exactly. But I feel like she's the one that comes across as embarrassing.
Rocco, it's creepy.
Can I tell you something?
Okay. It's creepy that he did this.
Okay.
Why?
But you're looking at it.
He's trying to get a piece.
Oh, Rocco.
He's allowed,
yeah,
isn't he?
Rocco, maybe.
First of all, he's a movie star. He shouldn't have done this in the first place because giving someone ammunition to post is stupid. Okay, let's just go there. So yeah. I'm just going to tell you, as a woman who has used dating apps in my past, one of the things that I think is an unwritten rule is that you do not share the picture, anything about the person everywhere. And some people have known who I am, okay? Yeah. Who I've gone on dates with and say specifically, I hope this is not going to be talked about on your show. And I never talk about anybody. Yeah. Sorry. If anything, I just make fun of myself in this process.
Right.
You know,
right,
but
right,
I never, because that is something that you shouldn't do.
Yeah.
But he was dumb to give her ammunition.
No, but here's the thing, Rocco, where you're way out of step.
I'm with you, Rocco. Okay.
No, and you are too. Here's the thing.
Okay. We're wrong.
It's her right to just like, I don't believe this guy is Ben Affleck. Then he creeps on her going to Instagram to find her. And then, like, it's a creepy thing of him finding, like...
He's like, you rejected me, but now I'm going to figure out... I need you to know really, really, really who I am, because then you won't reject me.
Right.
It's his desperation.
He's creepy. That, to me, is the creep thing, that if he wasn't Ben Affleck, we'd be go like, yeah, God, I'm glad you didn't... You know, that's weird that guy did that. If it wasn't Ben Affleck, it was just some regular...
Again, I think it's a privacy thing, Lori.
Well, I know, but it's... Some people, you know, would just see it as a... aggressive, okay, that if you want to not be a match anymore, you shouldn't get, someone shouldn't call you or come forward to you in another way and say, hey, you know, I mean, you wouldn't like that.
Not at all. I get that.
That's the part of it.
Okay,
he
was relentless. He didn't let it go. Big deal if someone doesn't like you. It happens all the time.
It happens all the time. And so this is the part.
So he's just saying, but wait, I really am a big bloody deal.
Yeah.
And then she shares it. I just don't like the sharing part, but so, I see what you're saying a little bit.
It's either way, it's not a good look for him. I mean, is it a recent look? Is it a past look that's just coming back? This is the guy he's always kind of been, you know, because think about how much he must get laid on Rhea being the real Ben Affleck. This gal just didn't even believe it was him. So to me, that was just like, I was just like, oh, come on. This happens all the time. People shouldn't have to explain. And she just happened to had saved it. And then I think because
I would have saved it and shown it to all my friends, I would have never published it.
And then he was in the news and maybe she's not on Rhea anymore. And she just thought it'd be a fun way because this is Instagram, TikTok, influencer, Bible. When you get presented an opportunity such as this.
See, this is what, okay.
Because she's not on the
thing anymore. So following up with that, I think you hit the nail on the head.
Yeah.
It's a different thought process when you're trying to be an influencer and getting as many followers as you want. You don't care about who you're going to hurt along the way because it's clickbait.
She could have come out with this way long ago.
Of course she could have, but she chose the right time.
Exactly. And this is what TikToker, Instagram influencer are going to do. And so he has to realize he shouldn't do that. That is a creepy thing for any guy to do. If somebody doesn't want to be a match with him, you don't look for another social media way to get a hold of him and say, hey, you know, how come or this?
Yeah,
that's the creep fat, Rocco. You see what I'm saying now?
I do a little bit. Yeah. I'm not going to give it all to you.
Right. But that is the thing. And she hung on to it. And you know, I bet she's got all kinds of
followers.
I
would keep that forever and
of
just
course,
play it at the dinner table.
Because it's so funny. Naveen.
I really am Ben, but still, I'm
Why did
share.
You unmatch me? It's me. It's me. Oh, I die of secondhand embarrassment. Now will J-Lo keep going out with him?
I don't even think he seemed that sincere about it. Yeah, I thought he was just kind of, hey, why'd you do that? It's me.
But
you
know, like, that's the creepy part.
That he took the time to even go find her on Instagram.
Right. She's pretty hot. Maybe she he's is putting hot. In the effort to get a piece of that. I All mean, right. You saw the way her boobs jiggled as she walked through the scene.
Yeah.
I mean, she made herself up to look pretty nice and very fetching.
Because Lori, that's what she's doing. Yeah. She's TikToking, okay. Instagram influencing.
Okay, so we're supposed to do TikTok videos now.
Oh, hell no.
Okay, so mm-hmm. I just want to tell you that. We no. just got, you know, the directive.
We are not doing one more okay, but thing. I just want to tell you, enough that we are
I think we should funny make, on the radio every day. This. We should spoof this one. And have someone like Rocco yeah, say, got, don't got, you know it's me? It's Rocco.
I'm beardy. I got a gray beard. I'm, you know, I'm
You
a
could pretend you're Ben Affleck.
Puffy.
And we could put a wig on you and you could spoof and be her.
Yeah.
And we could put like a fake chest on you, Lori.
No, you're going to have to be the jiggly.
No, but this would be a funny spoof. I think this could be a
no,
spoof thing.
No, well, we'd have to work on scripting.
Brown wig.
Rocco's, some of his language I'm having a problem with, you know, just we'd have to work on the scripting of this.
Which means, Julia, you have to figure it out.
No, but, you know, we'd get rid of, like, peace, getting a piece.
Did he say that?
Oh, twice.
Me? What
yeah.
Yeah, me. But
Rocco, yeah. You're talking about
spoofing the TikTok
video. Yeah, oh, no, we just work on
how you
work
your language
how
to women.
Your language.
Oh, I'm just calling it like I see it, too, you know?
He is.
He wanted to get in with this gal.
Mm-hmm.
And she's pretty hot.
Yeah, but
and he's
she,
Ben Affleck.
Rocker, you're still missing the whole.
I don't find it that embarrassing for him. He took his shot and she swatted him away
like a fly.
He lived to see another day.
Yeah.
And she'll be gone in you know 30 days.
And now he is.
Yeah,
hopefully getting it on with J-Lo.
Either way, it's not a good look for him, and she can't be happy about this J-Lo today because now she's gone. From a reality, getting mixed in with some reality check from Bravo to a TikTok Instagrammer. You know, he is going to be dancing.
Social media is a blessing and a curse
it
for
is.
Celebrities.
But you know who loves him? It's her mom. They were huge gambling. I did a little digging.
Oh, that's right.
Lupe loved Ben Affleck. Of all of Jennifer Lopez's boyfriends.
And husbands.
She liked him the most because they gambled together. And he's fun, and he flirted, and he probably told her she looked great and smelled good.
Right.
You know, he knows how to do that.
He knows how to work a
room. Boston boy.
Uh-huh.
And
I watched that show last night, City on a Hill, the very first episode.
Isn't that good?
On Showtime.
Intense.
Rocco, you got to watch it.
Okay, I'll put it on my list.
It's good.
But anyway, I just...
Did we solve anything here?
I don't know. I mean, to me, if either way, this wasn't a good look for Ben Affleck because he's done this before. And if I were his publicist, I would just... Not want him
I would never
to be
videotape something and send it. That's just dumb. That's dumb.
Yeah.
That's Hollywood 101.
Yeah. Hi, Naveen. It's me. It's really me.
All right.
We got to go. We got to Hollywood speak.
So, what are you trying to say?
Hollywood speaking.
What is the meaning of this?
All right, the TikTokers have a new word for millennials and everybody else who tries too hard. Okay,
is it the cheesies or the cheezos?
Chunkies
or something? Because I had this yesterday.
Is it like C-H-E-S-Y?
Yeah, the chuggy. I had this yesterday, so we're chuggies.
Chuggy.
If you try too hard.
It's basically, just anyone who is out of date or trying too hard. It can apply to anyone of any gender, any age, although...
A chuggy.
Millennials seem to be the ones who, at least the TikTokers say that they are chuggy the most with their... Gucci double belts and all their sneaker culture and all their...
They just try too hard?
Yeah, they just try too hard in every which way.
Okay.
You know, maybe it's because they're the Jen Jonesers and sandwiched between some other generations. Who the hell knows? But Chuggy is...
Chuggy
is...
The new word.
Yeah.
You're such a choog.
Choogy.
I know, but I just certainly. You're so choo.
Okay, I'm going to tell Hannah, if she's listening.
Hi, Hannah.
If you want us to do TikTok, that feels choogy.
Well, it's the number one social media platform right now.
Like. I don't care. Okay. I don't care.
All right.
The thing is, you know,
when I become feel like TikTok is
work. I feel like TikTok is a working thing, like, you know, everything.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think it is?
Oh, even more.
Even more.
I think social media is work.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway.
But boy, you obviously, when DeRocco and I are TikTok stars, we're just going to call you Choogy.
Choogy. Yeah. No, you don't want to be called Choogy.
No, that's right. So we're just going to be.
Yeah. You're always off trend. You're just Choogy. You're offbeat. You're behind. Like you're watching The Undoing. That's so Choogy. Because you're watching it 7 months later.
Oh, God. Didn't have 17 hours a day to watch TV like you.
Okay.
Rocco, I'm so choogy.
Yeah, you're so choogy. Okay.
You haven't seen HR Puffin stuff. You're probably going to go home and watch it tonight. You're so late.
Victoria Beckham, I want everyone to know, or at least everyone who saves baby teeth, you have something in common with Victoria Beckham, in case you were ever worried about it.
I still have them.
Well, you all have the conundrum what to do with the baby teeth, today she wondered about it.
Okay.
She asked her Insta followers.
What did they say?
What should I do with all the baby teeth?
And some of them were $20 a pop.
My Hollywood speak is throw them all a damn away.
No.
Throw them all away.
What do you do with the umbilical cord and the teeth?
Throw away.
And the hair lock.
Or give them to your kid and let them throw it away.
I feel like there should be a teeth off or something.
Well, here's what people are saying.
A special ceremony for the for the baby teeth. They're so little. They're like the tiniest little tiny things.
Okay, this is what she's getting suggested. Because last month, her oldest son and his fiance revealed that they wear each other's gold-dipped wisdom teeth around their necks, which is just, if that isn't young 20-something-year-old love. I don't know what is.
Right.
And she said, he wears mine and I wear his, all of our wisdom stuck in a tooth, and they gold plated them and they wear them.
It's unfortunate that teeth aren't good jewelry, because it couldn't be a ring. It couldn't be, like, for example, you know, like we knew the woman from Alive and Kicking who had all the eyeball collections. From
on
all
a necklace.
Of her. Yeah, from all the glass eyes. So she had a necklace of glass eyes. Now, that at least is interesting.
Julia,
an eye
it
is
was
more interesting.
Disconcerting to say the
But
ladies.
An eye is better than a tooth.
Well, you can a make tooth a little for an jar. Eye. You said these teeth are little.
But I don't think they're cute.
Well,
I mean, they're
throw
cute
them
to
away.
Me. I can't.
Your kids are going to be finding them when they pack up your house when you're old.
They're going to find
and
a lot of
away.
Things. But it's
you
so,
can make a little charm bracelet.
I don't want them. I mean, it's the weirdest thing that you can't let it go, but yet you don't want to wear it displayed.
See, don't save them to begin with.
Oh,
as soon as the tooth fairy comes, make sure the tooth fairy takes them.
Sometimes
and gives
they
them
don't
a burial at sea.
Sometimes their bag is too heavy in the night when they're flying around, and they leave them.
Anyway,
yeah,
I think
it's a funny conundrum, though, so I can relate to her on this big time. This is a
you have something in common with Victoria Beckham.
Finally, Rocco, do you guys keep Bruno's teeth?
That would be a question for my wife.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
I bet you she does. I don't know.
Probably.
She'd probably feel bad throwing them out.
It's so weird. Well, the tooth fairy's supposed to take them.
Yeah.
Sometimes they just leave money and then go off because their bag's too heavy.
Okay, so Kelly Osbourne was on with Dax Shepard.
Oh, I don't like this comment at all, and it makes me judge her even more because I know what you're going to say.
She said about her sister Amy, and, you know, they are 13 months apart.
Yep.
So normally, when you're that close together, you'd be closer to each other.
Yep.
But she's told Dax about her sister Amy, and she was not in the Osbournes.
No, she didn't want to be independent. She didn't want to be in.
She said, "We don't talk. We're just really different. She doesn't understand me, and I don't understand her." And
okay, do you want me to Hollywood speak it?
Well, yes, I would like you to, because Dax did not ask her about the week before when she was yelling about cancel culture.
Yeah,
and there she is canceling your sister.
I think this. You know, I have such a problem with siblings not liking each other.
Not talking to
not each talking
other.
Each other, not liking, or not acknowledge. Not, yeah. You cannot, like, you can have disagreements. We talk about, you know, one of yours a lot. Mm-hmm. And, you know, every family has one. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like, but again, I don't like the cancel culture of family relationships.
Right.
That, to me, is something you can never get back.
Right.
And if you just, if you hold on to it.
It's so hurtful.
It's so hurtful. And I think it's anger-based, mm-hmm. usually. Mm-hmm. And I think holding on to anger hurts you more than the other person. But I this is one area. And I know I'm wrong, because I know there's situations where people are just like, I can't talk to that sibling anymore. We just don't gel, mm-hmm. which is fine, but I don't get it. And I think as the parents, they only have three damn kids.
Right.
And it's her, you know, I don't understand that.
Yeah, so.
I just don't get it, but I do get it. Yeah. You know, you kind of do if you have someone in your family.
But she was talking about her mom getting canceled over defending.
And she's canceled her sister.
And she's canceled her own sister without a thought.
Yep.
Without a thought. And that's family. So that's the great irony.
That's where I have a hard time.
Of her, like, saying, oh, her mom was so mistreated and blah, blah, blah.
Did she go on and on about that?
Oh, did she ever? I mean, she went on and on. She went on shows. She gave interviews.
Kelly did?
Yeah. She was kind of a little bit.
Her mom's spokesperson.
A little bit. Sharon did passive-aggressive things. And then she went on Bill Maher, where he absolutely kissed her butt.
I guess. I've said how I felt.
Yeah, okay.
I just have a hard time with that one, because at least you can be civil. But again, everyone has their own thing.
Okay. Apparently, people are very mad at Aaron Rodgers. People are yelling at him right and left.
I have a name for him, but OPP. I can't say it on here.
Yeah.
I think he's a big OPP. I'm telling you what, he is
Does he have a beef?
Okay, the night of the NFL draft, decides, everyone's already got, you know, the teams are working behind the scenes for weeks to figure out who they're going to get to fill out their team. Yeah. And he decides to, what did he Instagram it, Rocco, that he doesn't want to be a Packer anymore?
It started leaking. And
does he have a choice? Is he up for renewal or whatever you call it?
No, he's under contract.
He's under contract.
People have ways of weaseling out.
People do. They make such a stink, and he's a weasel. And there's another name for him.
Maybe Shailene doesn't want to live in Green Bay, or maybe he doesn't think Green Bay is giving him good defense people or something.
I think you're onto something.
He has a mixture. It's a combination of both, but I also think, what better fans are there than Packer fans?
I don't know that he cares about that. He wants to know who he's playing with.
Last year, the Packers drafted a quarterback and made it seem like, hey, your time's going to be up here soon.
Yeah.
That didn't make him happy.
You got to have a good backup. I don't believe you should be that petty that you can't handle that.
I think Aaron Rodgers
has
issues.
Did he get sacked a lot?
Yeah, he could probably use some help there, yeah.
Maybe that's his beef, and she doesn't want to live in Green Bay. There you go. I've figured it out. I've Hollywood spoken a football situation.
It makes me like him less.
This does not happen. This is a moment in history, Julia.
Rocco, record that.
I have Hollywood spoken a football thing. Oh, my gosh. I'd like to thank the Academy.